Okay. Kisiyata d'shmaya, we're going to do page Memfes in the Siva Shalom Parshas Balosta. And here there is a fascinating sifri in this week's parsha. Uvi yom simchaschem, the Torah tells us, uv yom simchaschem moadechem, uv roshei fadshechem, uskatem b'fatzotzras. That on your the day of your joy, and on Yom Tov, Baruch Hashem, the Kol Torah is returned to the Beis Medrash. You're having a hard time hearing you. It's good. So, on Yom Tov and on Rosh Chodesh, then you're supposed to blow the trumpets unique to those days in the Beis HaMikdash. So what is the Uliyom Simchaslam, the day of your rejoicing? Now, the simple description of a Yom HaSimcha in Tanakh is a Yom Tov. But you can't say it's a Yom Tov because the Pasuk says Uvimoadechem. So it's not referring to Yom Tov. So the Sifri says something striking, and that's going to be our topic for today. V'darshu al zeh b'sifri elu ha-shabbosos. Sifri says it's referring to Shabbos. U'kfar hikshu al zeh sharei lo nizkar klal b'toira mitzvah simchas b'shabbos el b'moadim. But the difficulty is that we don't see the mitzvah simcha when it comes to Shabbos, rather by Yom Tov. U'chnichsiv samachta v'chagecha. And why are the Shabbosos called the day of rejoicing? And some don't even have the girsa of Shabbosos because they find the Sifri so difficult. So the topic for today is going to be, how could we describe Shabbos as a Yom HaSimcha if in Halacha it's not a Yom HaSimcha? What do we mean by that? That on Yom Tov, the Gemara tells us that there is a requirement of Basar V'yayin, and one needs to buy one's wife a dress, and so on. You need to buy a dress every Erev Shabbos. There are no halakhic requirements of Simcha. So how could we call Shabbos a day of Simcha? So obviously, what it begs is a Hasidish explanation for what it means, that it's a day of Simcha. V'yesh levara bazed. Hine omer chazal ha-posek. Tzenu urena benos siyom b'melech shlomo ba'atar sha'ataras lo imo. B'yom chasunaso, b'yom simchas libo. The day of Shlomo's coronation is referred to as the day of his chasuna and the day of his rejoicing. But it doesn't only refer to that. B'yom chasunaso is referring to the history of Klal Yisrael, Zemat and Torah. B'yom simchas libo, Zebinyan Beis HaMikdash. It refers to the building of Beis HaMikdash. The day of the heart becoming gladdened is a day when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt. Why is that? That's the ultimate Yom HaSimcha. Ki inyan Beis HaMikdash haya yichud kudsha brichu v'Yisrael ki dechsev asun limikdash v'shachanti b'selcham. Until we could meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his home, so then true yichud, true oneness between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot take place. V'chein binyan Beis HaMikdash hu yom simchas l'bo gadol b'yoser. So according to the Medrash, that's the reference of Yom Simchas Libo that's described in regards to Shlomo. And this property, we know that there is a lot of correlation. Rebbe speaks about this a lot in the end of Shemos, is that there's a lot of correlation between Beis HaMikdash and Shabbos. And therefore, he wants to say that just like Beis HaMikdash is Yichud between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to Shabbos is the Yichud as well. And here he has a very interesting take. Kakosuv beini ubein b'nei Yisrael osi la'olam. The sign of covenant between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shabbos Kodesh. Upirish bazeh harebe mikobrin, ukein zeh isa ba'orachayim, beini ubein b'nei Yisrael osi. Between me and Klal Yisrael, that's a sign. She'etzem ha-Shabbos hiyo'os va'yichud ben kodesh b'richu Yisrael. The sign of oneness, in other words, that there is a romantic relationship between particularly HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, that sign is Shabbos. And now in Chassidus they darshan, Os Beini Uvein Bnei Yisrael Osi, and then you put a comma, La'olam, but for the world, Kishesh Yisyan Masa Hashem Es Hashemayim Vesaretz. Most of the world encounters God in the beauty of nature. Unfortunately, nowadays we have scientists who say that's just a mystery where it all came from, and we don't know where it all came from. But those who are straightforward and they look into nature and they see there must be a wondrous, wondrous creator. And so that's the sign of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, La'olam, for the world, Kishesh Yisyan Masa Hashem. But for Klal Yisrael, what is the sign of our relationship? It's the existential love relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. And that takes place in the Yichud, in being alone with Kudsha Brichu. So most people think that the way in which they encounter HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going out and seeing God in nature, and that's true. But that is where you're seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu from a wondrous scientific perspective. But the Yichud room, right, in the Yichud room, when the bride and groom are in love, it's not a scientific understanding of love, if there could be a scientific understanding of love. But it's not a scientific understanding of love, but rather it is the sense of being with each other. So just like we know that Shabbos is equated with Yichud, and the ultimate Yichud is Shabbos. And this Yisod is Divrei Elokim Chaim. She'omnom ein mitzvah shel simcha b'Shabbos. On the one hand, it's true that there isn't a mitzvah of simcha on Shabbos. But it isn't expressed in the halachic obligation. I have an explanation for that. Why? A possible explanation. The Rebbe here doesn't develop that, but he says there's another component of simcha that's outside of the halacha. Yom shel simcha ilos. It's a joy, a heavenly joy. Hanovas me'adarga shel yichud HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'Yisrael she'yeh Shabbos. It's not going to be dependent on the acts of simcha. Shekein etzem ha-metzius, but the actual metzius shel benyu ve'im nesol esilam, hi ha-simcha gdol b'yosar etzel Yehudi. That is the greatest joy. Ha-mashmos ha-pnimis shel Shabbos Kodesh, hi al-zed di-isa b'svar ha-makdoshin, de-shabbos hi b'chinas nesuin. Shabbos is the nesuin. There are different stages of the love relationship and the marriage between husband and wife in halacha. The first stage is going to be erusin. Erusin is when they designate each other as husband and wife, in particular halachic terms, when he betroths the woman. That's the first step. The second step is nesuin. Nesuin is when he brings her into his home. And the third step is yichud. And the Avudram says something amazing. If you don't know this Avudram, this is a real collector's item. Ukadiisa Avudram, as the Avudram describes, the Bilel Shabbos, Omrim Ata Kidashta. On Friday night, we say Ata Kidashta. That's a lashon of Erisin, Beseder Atfilos. Keneged Bechinas Kiddushin Shemikadesh Chasam Akala. So Friday night is like Erisin, when we designate ourselves to the Shabbos Kala to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'Shabbos Baboiker, B'Shabbos in the morning, Omrim Yismach Moshe. Now this I just learned with the Talmidim in Hilchos Avelos. And that is that there is no prohibition to do a betrothal, an erusin, during Avelos. Even, the Shulchan Aruch Lashon is, even on the day of the death of the loved one, according to Halacha, is also permissible. To designate is not, why a person would do that, that's a fascinating question. But that's how it's brought down in Halacha. But Nisuin is what's going to be Aser. So hence, Nisuin has the component of Simcha. Erusin is not Simcha. Yismach Moshe al-Shem Simcha sa'chasim in Nisuin. U'b'mincha, but by Mincha, there's the next targa. Ata echad al-Shem ha-Yichud. That's why Shal Shudas is so important. That's why Shal Shudas is the holiest part in the Beis Medrash. The reason why Shal Shudas is the holiest part is because Shal Shudas follows the Yichud of Ata echad. That's that next step. Zeu inyin yom simchasim. Sha'omnam ein bo mitzvah simcha. There is no mitzvah simcha, aval etzem hu yom simchasim biyosim b'chinas nesuin. But what it is the b'china of nesuin. I thought that maybe we could explain, I've said this before in the Beis Medrash, but I don't think in the Nesiv Shalom, there's one part that the Nesiv Shalom hasn't been masbir, and that is, but why don't you have the mitzvah of simcha? L'chura, you should. In other words, fine. It exists as a yom simcha existentially. But generally, the way halacha works, Rav Soloveitchik described this very, very beautifully. In general, halacha is supposed to lead and direct us to a certain place of a kiyum. A classic example of that is the halachos of Avelos, that the halachos and others and others not allowed to indulge in this, and he's supposed to be mayit simcha and so on and so forth, to reach the kiyum of Avelos belev. That's the expression already in the Gemara, ein aninus ela belev. And aninus and Avelos go together. So why is it over here that the halacha doesn't mirror this idea? If it's a day of simcha because of yichud, so why is it so different than Yom Tov? So I thought, and this is beautifully consistent, I'm very, very happy, this is the first time I'm doing this piece of the Nesivah Shalom. I think what we said in the past works very beautifully with what the Rebbe Zatzal says, is that Shabbos and Yom Tov are fundamentally different from each other in the following way. We know the basic yesod is that Yom Tov is Eirus de Tata. It's a kedusha that's created by below. We say in Shmona Esrei Mikadesh Yisrael Ve'azman, God created kedusha for us, and we create the kedusha of Yom Tov. Ad kedei kach, we've mentioned Chaval that Nefesh B'Nefesh doesn't put this in their pitch, but this should be a very, very important pitch to come to Eretz Yisrael. And the Rambam, the Sefer HaMitzvos and Kiddush HaChodesh says the Kiddush HaChodesh needs to be done by Beis Din HaGadol. But how could it be that if there's no Beis Din HaGadol and we still have Yom Tov? The whole Jewish calendar should fall away. So the Rambam says that Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael is those who create Kedusha HaChodesh. All of Kedusha for the entire world is dependent, in my words, of HaHagas and Hagas. Am Yisrael be'eretz Yisrael. Hanhogas an Yisrael be'eretz Yisrael. And the Rambam, and the explanation of the Rambam Soloveitchik gave, is that the Beis Din HaGadol, when they sanctify the moon, they are doing it, the Beis Din has two roles. There's a judiciary role and has a legislative role. Legislative is representative of the people. So they're not paskining Kiddush HaChodesh, that's when they're in their judicial role. But rather they are proclaiming on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael. And of course, it has to be done in Eretz Yisrael. But if Chas v'Chalila, there isn't a Beis Din HaGadol, then Klal Yisrael themselves, the Hanhogas Am Yisrael, Be'eretz Yisrael, creates Kedushas Yom Tov. It's Kemat Mefurish in the Rambam, in the Sefer HaMitzvos. So, where do you want to be? Do you want to be the place that creates Kedusha, or the place that follows that follows the Kedusha is already created? We create our Hanhog and Eretz Yisrael, our smallness. And we have a lot to work on. But nevertheless, in our smallness, we create the Isairus de Tata, we create the Kedusha as Yom Tov. Hence, to give the Yom Tov its identity, we have to be Besimcha. We have to buy our wife a garment. We have to create the Simcha. But Shabbos is a Matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't do anything. And that's why we don't have a Tiyuv Simcha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a matana toive yeshli bebeiskin zaskan. That's a service that comes from above. And that creates the Kedusha in the day of Shabbos. So we don't have the chutzpah to think that we could create Kedusha Shabbos. But rather we respond and create its identity as a Yom HaSimcha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created as a Yom HaSimcha. We respond with kavod and oneg, not with simcha, but we show what a special gift that is, because as great as Hanhagas Am Yisrael be'eretz Yisrael is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhaga is that much greater than ours. HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the Kedusha Shabbos, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates it as a Yom HaSimcha. So this day of Simcha is one in which we respond with kavod and oneg, and if we respond with kavod and oneg, so then in such a case, we see that day has a power that HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls us into his home, into also the Beis HaMikdash, Bezras Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls us into his home for the Yichud with him. And of course, the takeaway of this is a very, very, very powerful takeaway. And that is that Shabbos is about being alone with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not about us creating, not even creating spiritually. It's us being alone with Kudsha Brich Hu. Starting every Shabbos, we start with Erisin, Nesuin, and then Yifut. That's, can you imagine? They spend hundreds of thousands of dollars for the wedding, and then they do the Erisin and the Nesuin, and they get Shweki to sing under the chuppah, and then when it comes to the Yichud, the chassan looks at his watch, and he says, after 5 minutes, he says, I need to leave. Technically, Hilchos Yichud, you were Mekayim. Shabbos is over. He looks, technically, I follow the Shitas that hold that Yichud is 4 minutes. But the ultimate of Shabbos is to hold on to that Yichud with Kudsha Brichu. Okay, Mirtz Hashem, one day I hope there'll be a Rabbeinu Tam Minyan also in our base medrash, B'siyata Deshmein.